You can always DM us at Ben and Kelly Show. We got something from Randy.
Yep. Randy said, hey, Ben and Kelly, hoping for a little help here. I'll try to be brief, but I had been engaged to a guy several years ago.
Mm-hmm.
He's cheated on me. We broke up.
Mm-hmm.
He then begged his way back in, and I accepted.
Mm-hmm.
Lived together for a few years.
Mm-hmm.
He then broke up with me again, moved out of state. 2 years passed, and if I'm honest, it's taken me that long just to get over him. And now he's back in town, wants to meet me for coffee.
Wow.
I'm currently single. He has such charisma, charm, and I know I shouldn't, but I can't get over this aching thought of the third time's the charm. What would you do?
Leave him in the past.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, you've had two tries.
If I'm doing my math, this is probably closer to 10 years.
Yes. Yeah, this has been an ongoing thing. And trust me, I left the door open for a guy for 10 plus years. That did not work out. That is not who I ended up with.
Right.
That is not who I ended up with.
Right, right.
So I would say you've had two go-arounds with this,
mm-hmm.
and they were both unsuccessful.
Mm-hmm.
So I feel as though that's saying that you're kind of like the, okay, if nothing else better's going on, I'm falling back on you.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah, no one ever wants to be that.
No one ever wants to be the backup plan.
Right. No one wants to be the backup plan. That is for sure.
You should be a plan A, not a plan B. And I feel like he has been telling you in, you know, subtle ways that you are the plan B.
Mm. Man, you
I know that's hard to hear.
I know, and they even... Wait. Did they get married or were they engaged?
No, they were engaged.
Oh, my gosh.
And he cheated and they broke up.
Yeah, yeah.
And then they got back together, lived together for a couple of years. Then they broke up and he moved out of state.
Yeah.
And he was rolling back in town like, hey, babe, let's meet up for coffee.
Which, don't even do the coffee. Like,
no,
I know you could in your head be sitting there going, it's just coffee.
Right. What's going to be closure. I'm going to get closure. No,
yeah.
I think you got your closure when he moved out of state.
Yeah.
And
you're going to go there and he's going to do his thing.
Yep,
and
he's going to charm you again.
And you are going to get spellbound
and waste more years.
Yeah.
And you've already wasted enough time. Like, he should know. The time that you got back together the first time should have been like, he should know you're the one, and
mm-hmm.
that didn't happen. So you need to just cut this off again. You said you have gotten over him. So let's go ahead and leave that in the past and leave yourself open to find someone that's going to know from the beginning you're the one.
Yeah, Bethany texts in and says, is this even really a question? Absolutely not. Terry rolling in. Take the rear view mirror off and look forward, girl.
Oh, that's good, Terry. That's good. I like that.
You know what?
That.
Take the rear view mirror off with Carrie Underwood that. Like with a baseball bat.
Yes. And then you speed off into the future
with
someone who can treat you better.
Yeah, Randy, and I think you probably knew this.
You just needed to hear
from us. You need to hear from people that are like, no, you're doing the right thing. You're done with them. Just send him to voicemail, block his number, and
just
be done.
We are stopping the drunk dial. Stop.
Yes.
Stop.
Be done. All right. Hopefully that helps, Randy.
Let us know if you meet for coffee.
I was going to say, keep us posted if you actually do meet for coffee. If you've completely ignored everything that we said, or we didn't get to your DM in time and you already have.
Both have happened. We've been ignored many times.
Before.
We've been ignored and blamed.
Oh, shoot.
Yeah.
All right. So anyways, let us know. Good luck. Good luck with a ex-fiance-less life now.
Yes. Good luck with not meeting him for coffee.
Yep. Good luck with that.